Good morning, everybody.
I was used to wonder how Jesus got his sound system up the Mount of Olives every Sunday morning.
Of course, he had 12 roadies.
Sorry about that. I have to apologise for the bad jokes.
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Can you tell? Who do you love? Who do you love? 'Cause you can't love Jesus and the devil as well. No man can serve two masters. Woman walk both ways at the same time. We all make these decisions every day. For everything that we do and say, everything we do and say. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Can you tell? Love Jesus and the devil as well. Oh, there's so many shiny baubles, so many things that sparkle in the light, so many ways to sell your soul. God or money, the shadow of the light. Should I be humble or satisfy my pride? All these people crying, Lord, Lord, I hear them say it all the time. Look at all the things we've done for you. He says, yeah, I'm a gentle friend of mine. You're no friend of mine, so tell me, who do you love? Who do you love?
Song here called Lazarus, and I was thinking about, you know, those stories about Jesus. They're so wonderful because you can just read them over and over, and you keep getting new stuff out of them all the time. You know what that's like, eh? And I was listening to a tape actually of St. John's Gospel, and for about the umpteenth millionth time, and I was listening to the story of Lazarus, and I'm sure you all know the story of he died, and Jesus turned up a few days late, and he was already in his tomb and everything, and I noticed that when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he didn't do it on his own. I'm sure he could have, but you know, like when he got there, there was a big stone over the entrance of the cave where they'd put his body, and I'm sure Jesus could have kind of, you know, used the force and kind of gone you know, moved it over. But he didn't. He said to the guy, he said, will you move that stone out of the way? And then when he called Lazarus out and Lazarus came shuffling out, you know, all wrapped up in grave clothes and things, I'm sure Jesus could have just snapped his fingers and they would have fallen off. But he didn't. He said to the people standing around, he said, get him free from that stuff. And I thought, isn't that neat that he invited his friends and the people around to be involved in the miracle, to be part of it. And that's just what he does with us, isn't it? And that's what we're here for. We're here to roll the stones away from each other's lives. We're here to help each other get untangled from the things that stumble us and tie us up. I am the resurrection, and I am the life. If you believe in me, you will never die. I am the resurrection and the life. Believe in me and you will never die. I am the resurrection and I roll away your stone. I roll away your stone. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Let's come and see how Jesus wept. See how he loved him. How Jesus wept when they rolled away the stone. They rolled away the stone. He cried, come out, Lazarus. Come out, Lazarus. Come out, Lazarus. Now we've rolled away your stone. I say we rolled away your stone. Let him loose, let him go. Take off those grave clothes and let them go. Let him loose, yeah, you let go. Now we've rolled away his stone. Said we've rolled away his stone. And we cry, come out, Lazarus. Come out, Lazarus. We've rolled away your stone. I say we've rolled away your stone. I am the resurrection and the life. Believe in me and you will never die. I am the resurrection and I roll away your stone. I roll away your stone. Thank you. Yeah, so that's what he promises to do for us. But we can help each other, I think. Jesus said so many things that, you know, you read them and you think, yeah, that's a neat thought. And then you find that you take the rest of your life to work out how to make it true. And he said, you are the salt of the earth. And you are the light of the world. And that nobody lights a candle to put it tucked out of sight in the cupboard or under a blanket or something. But you light it to put it in the middle of the house and it brings light to everybody who's there. That's what we're for each other, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to make a difference in the world. I'd like to like to think I'd done the best I could to make a deep impression in the wood. Well, I'd like to bring some light into the dark, to be the one who's brave enough to start to do the things that need to be done and sing the songs that need to be sung. And every day I'm looking at the same face in the mirror, give myself a good talking to. Nothing could be simpler than turning the whole world upside down, trying to help what's lost be found. Well, I'd like to be remembered for my smile as the one who'd go ashamed to show my
looking at that same face in the mirror. I give myself a good talking to as if nothing could be simpler than the turning the whole world upside down, trying to help what's lost be found. Well, I'd like to be remembered for my as the one who'd go that extra mile, who loved with no conditions and no fear, and was never ashamed to show my
thank you very much. If anybody likes any of this music, we do have a few CDs and things with us. Anyway, that's the end of the commercial break. It's lovely to be with you this morning, and thank you very much, John, for inviting us, and thanks, Mike, for looking after us with the sound, and thank you, everybody. You've just been so friendly, everybody. We walked in the door, and straight away we were, you know,
we had
offered
hugs.
Cups of tea and food and hugs. And
we've had hugs. We really like hugs.
You do this every Sunday? It's great.
We'll come back.
So we're just, we don't want to exceed our 20 minutes, so we've just got a little bit more for you. A few years ago, I wrote I've had a few books of poetry published over the years, and Brenda's going to read you something out of one of them. This is called "I Just Picked Up This Stone," and because you know the imagery of St. Paul telling us that we're stones built into God's house and all that things, or bricks in God's wall, if you want to call it like that, or whatever. I got another image in my mind last night. I thought it's a bit like the stones, and which is the kind of stone that is in this poem, kind of like the stones if you go down to a creek or a riverbed and there's all the stones lying down there under the water. They're getting washed all the time and they're just immersed in the river of life, you know. And there we are, we're stones immersed in the river of life, and we're part of the flow of it, and we're very slowly moving our way down towards the sea. And in our lives, a lot of the time we don't quite know where the journey's taking us. But if we're in God, if we're immersed in that river of life, then it's taking us where we're meant to go. And sometimes we get tumbled over one another, and sometimes it can be a bit shaky, but we're moving, and we're moving in the right direction because we're in this flow of the river. And even when it doesn't feel like it, I bet some of those stones in the river wonder, what the heck am I doing here? I'd like to get out on the bank where it's nice and dry and I can stay in one place, you know. But God's, you know, God's in the process of life, and he's taking us along with him for the ride, and he wants us to be well polished and ready for use. And I wrote this poem because I found a stone sitting in a garden one day, you know, rock gardens, and I was looking at this little stone and thinking all sorts of sort of cosmic stuff, but wondering, you know, where it came from, how did it get to be there, and it was a beautiful thing. Anyway, this is a little parable. It's called I Just Picked Up This Stone.
I just picked up this stone. It's a beautiful thing, hard and weighty and shapely. This stone is a lot like you and me. It may look inert and of not much use, but it has a story, a past, present and future. I just picked up this stone. Once it was part of a mountain or riverbed. Somehow it broke away and time has carried it here. One day it will be worn down to sand and maybe a flower will root and grow there. But right now it is in my hand and I'm seeing its beauty and potential. This stone is a miracle and it makes me feel love. God holds us in the palm of his hand just as I hold this stone. He sees our hardness and our beauty. He feels our weight and rough edges. He knows our history and our potential. We are all miracles waiting to happen. We should feel loved.
Now we've got one last song for you. And I wondered why we were doing this one, because it didn't seem to quite fit in with the flow of the other songs that we'd chosen. But we both had this song on our hearts, and so sometimes first thought, best thought, you know. And you don't know what the Holy Spirit might be up to. So maybe this is for somebody particularly. This is called Quiet in the Eye of the Storm, and it's about those days, I guess, like the days when the stone's getting tumbled and you don't know where the heck it's going. We'd all, I think probably most of us, we really want, and I appreciated what John shared before about us being, you know, going out into the community and sharing his love and truth with one another where we can. And some days that's easy and some days that's really hard, isn't it? Especially the days when you're going through stuff yourself and the circumstances of your own life just seem to flood over you and you can't, you know, you can't think any further than just sort of dealing with that. And so how do we be the gospel, you know, when we're struggling with that stuff ourselves? And so this little song is kind of about that, and it's got a chorus. It's not really a worship chorus, although it is, but I didn't write it that way, and it might be a little bit of a funny key for you to sing in. But if you feel like joining in this, you'd be very welcome to, and you could treat it as a little prayer if you've been having one of those weeks where you've been going through it a bit, and you'd just like a little bit of sustenance, you know, or just a little, Lord, help me, you know, today. Then you can use this chorus to, and it just says, he's the quiet in the eye of the storm, the quiet in the eye of the storm, he's the quiet in the eye of the storm, Jesus. So that's all it is.
When you're feeling troubled, all the things you do, they just seem to bring you low. And your mind is muddled. Why don't you let Jesus know? You can always let Jesus know. 'Cause he's the
quiet in the eye of the storm. The quiet in the eye of the storm. He sees the quiet in the eye of the storm.
World is so full of tension. All the rumors and the wars, will they never cease? If your mind's filled with apprehension, Jesus will give you Jesus can give you peace, 'cause he's the quiet in the eye of the storm, the quiet in the eye of the storm, he's the quiet in the eye of the storm, Jesus.
Thank you, everybody.